K-State Nation, what up? This is another edition of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports in Manhattan, Kansas, or I should say out there in Manhattan, Kansas. Eddie Green, the third host of this K-State podcast, K-State alum, back in 2013. It's your first time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much again for stopping by and giving us a download and a listen. When this comes out on Monday night, tomorrow night, I'm recording this episode, Reaction Edition, November 24th, 2024. And of course, don't forget about our Podbean app over on the Podbean app, Greer 3-8 Podcast. That's our bonus coverage every time we post content over there. I'll be checking in with Alex and see what he's available with the Thanksgiving holiday. It's coming Thursday or right around the corner. So I'll check in on him on that sometime this evening where I am. After I record this reaction edition of this podcast, reaction to Cincinnati. Yes. Definitely the word I heard throughout the ESPN 2 broadcast, redemption, right? You do? Yes. K-State does get a little bit of redemption from the season. And why I say a little bit, because that team they got embarrassed by, Iowa State, that's the ultimate redemption. Next Saturday night, I believe I saw this before heading out. It's OP. 6:30 looks like it'll be the kick because Iowa State trying to get to that Big 12 championship game. So it's all going to tie in together. But yeah, K-State handled their business, do what they needed to do against Cincinnati, 41-15 in. This wasn't really close. This was not even close. This is not close from the first drive from Avery Johnson, right? Avery Johnson looked really good. I think the best he's looked probably since the first half of the year, to be honest with you there as well. Yes, it kind of, offense kind of slacked off a little bit, but the defense, yes, the secondary still concerned a little bit. I agree with 7885 Sports Twitter. They put that out last night. Not trying to rain down, put a storm on this victory, which was, look, to send the seniors out. I said it all week on this podcast. To send the seniors out on a high note, Bill Snyder Famous Stadium on a high was good. It was great. And shout out Chris Kleiman. Oh, boy. What was that? Shout out Chris Kleiman. Of course, I'm going to get that later. But, yeah, shout out Chris Kleiman. And, yeah, I better put that away for that. That goes down there. All right. Anyways, shout out Chris Kleiman. Lovely scene after the fact. And not talking about that lovely. Just a great scene with him and his wife embracing each other, following the win there. Nice big hug there. Embrace. And we all know what happened last week there. But we don't know the full story. But we do know the simple fact that the family, the Kleiman family, going through it a little bit. So again, continue to have him in the family, in their prayers, going forward. So I wanted to announce that. But yeah, one sided. It was not even close. Again, Avery Johnson looked good, and the offense kind of tailed off. But not tailing off is Avery Johnson got in. Avery Johnson, via Chris Kleiman during a press conference earlier in the week, saying we got to cut him loose. Right, Connor Riley. Gotta come loose a little bit more, right? Avery Johnson went down the field, scored our first touchdown, but let's not forget about who? DJ Gins. I did an episode on DJ Gins right before the game started. That's out on the Pro Project Podcast feed. But yeah, DJ Gins was outstanding, 143 yards, 2 touchdowns. Avery Johnson, 72 more on the ground, 147 through the air in this win over at Cincinnati. Yes, and this is the thing is what if, right, with this team. Total chaos in the Big 12. Look at the big thing, big screen of things, right? Rod Gilmore was right on this, right? K-State handled their business in the broadcast last night. K-State handled their business. Again, I talked about this a couple weeks ago while we're in that position of getting to Arlington for the Big 12 championship. Fact is, look, you handle Houston and Arizona State. You had a straight line path. Once it got bumped off with the getting upset by Houston, a team that was under 500 3-5, we're going to be in trouble. Right? So, a little warm. But it's just, it's mind-boggling to see, you know, now all this chaos, right? Four teams sit up top, 6-2 right in the conference, right? Colorado got upset by, all of a sudden, a red-hot KU team. Three straight, under 500. KU's under 500, mind you, and still alive for a bowl bid. KU now, in the record books for under 500 team that beat a ranked opponent three straight weeks in a row. That's crazy. And KU's in a what-if, too, now, because what if they close them games out, including one of us, right? Because we should have lost to KU. And I've said that multiple times, but hey, you know, KU, when did KU win? And K-State, we took advantage of it. Christian hit the game winner that night. Okay? But, but look, man, if K-State takes care of their business, we're not in a situation. And the fact that it's not college football without chaos, and here we go, Captain Chaos here. So Arizona State sitting there, and I said there wasn't going to be any chaos, no eight loss chaos, anything else. I said something in lines of that, but here we are, more chaos, four losses with these four teams with two losses. That includes Iowa State, which will be the ultimate redemption. Going the road and hand Iowa State an L next weekend. That is the ultimate redemption. They got a little bit of redemption senior night, which is awesome, and everything else. It's great. It's great. Everything's great. The win is awesome. Back on track. I'm gonna take the Brandon Olsen side on this a little bit. Be a little bit different. Because we just sit there and say, yeah, they're back on track. you could have said that a few weeks ago. Houston, you should have been Houston. That's back on track. Yeah, a little bit, but I mean, that is the ultimate redemption story. Knocking Iowa State and Dan and Chris. Oh boy, now I got the Campbell's game mixed up here. It's not Dan Campbell, not the Coco, it's the other Campbell. Oh man. Can't think of his the first name, but he might be Dan. I don't know. Anyways, the Coach Campbell, the other Coach Campbell for Iowa State, you knock his ass out of the Big 12. That is the ultimate juice. I want to see that. Then we can talk about, is this program back on track or not. I don't know. I don't know. I got to see a little more, but your 1-2 punch, getting it done on the ground, you just played around with Cincinnati up and down the field first half. So, I'm stoked for the win. I'm pumped for the win, but I'll be back on that bandwagon. We beat Iowa State. We upset Iowa State, which escaped over Utah. Utah went for the game tying field goal to force overtime. Couldn't do it. So there you go on that. Oh, yeah. By the way, K-State, your Wildcats 8-3 now. 5-3 in the Big 12. This is the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, 80 grade to third, with this reaction edition to the beatdown of Cincinnati last night. Easy, 41-15, and now that showdown with Iowa State, which back 5 weeks ago, 5-6 weeks ago, somewhere in there, we were talking about these two teams, take away these lame losses by K-State to be winner takes all for one of the spots for the Big 12 championship. Now we're talking about just Iowa State. Oh, man. So, yeah. I mean, the word coming from Rod Gilmore other night was redemption. Yes, it's a great story. Yes, it's a good story there that, you know, K-State got a little bit of redemption. A little bit. Again, Cincinnati, which came in as what a 5-5 team, and lead 5-6, they're fine for their bowl hopes. K-State, you still have some redemption. You still have a possible 10-win season, still there, still remaining. Yes, right, and definitely a 9-win season is definitely alive, because even if you lose Iowa State, it's still there. But a 10-win season still there. Yes, I already called this team. But I already said this season's a little bit of a failure because of the fact that you did not get to Arlington. So yes, yeah, so this reaction sounds like a pissed off reaction, but this is kind of reflecting reaction to this podcast, right? You be such a yes to KDM. How about the interception from Brennan Mott? Damn, right to him. Almost took it to the house. Brennan Mott on Sunday night almost took one in the house, intercepting, picked off. Oh man, it hurts. But yeah, so looking at the big things now, and I'm gonna actually go to this other tab here. Yeah, so early in the first quarter, we'll get it here. 10-0, K-State, and then 17 more in the second. Cincinnati got on the board in that same quarter there. And then can't, and this is the why. Why? I ain't back on that train yet. Scoreless in the third for K-State. Cincinnati got a touchdown in there. And then another six in case K-State scored 14 in the fourth quarter there. As well in his football game here. Let's see. Trey Spivey, your leading receiver, 5 for 63 and a touchdown. So Trey Spivey getting on the board for the first time in his career, K-State college career, getting in the end zone. Awesome stuff from there. We're hoping to see more Trey Spivey. So there's that. Oh, that's a script. I don't want to see that. VJ Payne last night. That's the game script. VJ Payne, 7 total tackles, leading away. Colby McAllister left the game late, got hurt. He and Austin Romain had 6 tackles. Austin Moore had another 5, and back to Jacob Parrish. He and Osin Sami had 4 on Brennan Mott with that pick, had 4 as well. So yeah, that will be the ultimate story with this team. Can you go on the road and spoil someone else's party? That's what I'm looking for. So next week, primetime in Ames, Iowa, I'm sure that place is going to be rocking. They just escaped. And really, Iowa State, they've been playing right to the limit too now. Iowa State, they've been playing that well. They were trailing at one point against Utah. So they were trailing against Texas Tech too, for that matter. So we'll see. While I'm trying to figure out the other Campbell's name, I think he's actually... yeah, that is frustrating. Okay, I gotta do it. So, yeah, that is the ultimate redemption story. Can you go on the road? Iowa State's head coach. Let me see. Head coach. See, there we go. Look at that face right there. Matt Campbell. Matt, I had to do it. Had to do it before I sign off here. Matt Campbell, can you send Matt Campbell, Iowa State, out of the Big 12 race in... I believe right now, Arizona, as it stands, right now on Sunday, it would be Arizona State and Iowa State if everything were to fall. But BYU's in that discussion and Colorado. Colorado had an opportunity to keep their line straight path for that title. Nope. As Deion Sanders laid it on them. In the post game, and rightfully so. So, in an honest truth, he did the truth now on his team there. So maybe they got a little greedy there a little bit, but you got to give Kansas a lot of credit there as well. They've been playing. I think they're. I think even as well Arizona State's played right now. I think KU. I think they're the hottest team right now in this conference. That's saying something. That's saying something right there. We knew KU was going to be a contender. Going into the season, they just didn't close out. They just did what they're supposed to do in the first half of the year. We might be sitting here talking a different story if KU, K-State, handle their own business. It is what it is. But now you're in this K-State. You're in a spoiler opportunity. So we'll see what happens for sure. We'll see if they're really back against Iowa State. You got to go on the road. And Iowa State, again, last year's senior night, embarrassed you in the snow game. I've said it multiple times throughout the year. That's not going to escape my mind anytime soon. But can you go there and get the ultimate payback, right? Can you knock them out? That is the ultimate test for them. So 6:30, as I know right now, I don't know what station's going to be playing on right now, but you got some momentum. That's for sure. You got some momentum back. DJ Gaines continuing to run over people on the ground. Avery Johnson got back to his old self for at least 3 or 4 out of 4 quarters of this ball game. Your defense still getting a little bit big plays, but they played They play solid. They play solid. We'll leave it at that. But next, Iowa State. We'll see what happens. K-State takes care of it. Takes care of Cincinnati on senior night. The seniors walk out of Bill Snyder Family State for the last time. As does, baby. Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State sports. You can get it wherever podcasts are found. Free and available daily. We're going to have a chance to record K-State content. Folks, Kansas State, your football team, 8-3, 5-3 in the conference. And here, just about as I sign off, volleyball. K-State women's volleyball looking to put the upset on Kansas at home. Can they do it? We're about to find out here in a matter of moments. And we'll have postcasts of that. Let's see, postcast probably either tomorrow. Well, the reaction is going to come out tomorrow night. Probably on, I'll record it tomorrow, but it'll probably come out probably around Tuesday because we got some other episodes to upload on the Pro Project Podcast feed. Go ahead and hit that like, subscribe, alarm bell every time we post content on the Pro Project Podcast feed, Spotify, iTunes, wherever you listen to your favorite Kansas State podcast. K-State 41. Cincinnati 13. Alex A. out there in Santa California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another episode of the Purple Project Podcast. Cats.